Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents. Just me again. I'm still working on writing up the episodes for the next season. I am happy to report that I've started on episode 7, so I reckon I'm on the final stretch. So anyway, that's why I thought I would just have another little chat with you today to let you know where I'm at. And I'm rambling now. It's quite late on Thursday night and I'm tired. Now, I'm going to insert in here a little scene that Chris McDougall and I cooked up. We improvised this sitting in a cafe in Islington last week or the week before last, whenever it was, when I was at the podcast show in London. And it's a scene between Hermes, Greek god, and a French radio journalist who accosts him in the street for a Vox Pop interview the night after the big kerfuffle, the final episode in season 7. So if you know what happened there, then this might give you some amusement. I gave it out as a bonus episode to my Patreon patrons last week, but so they had it in advance, and now I'm putting it out there into the universe for you all. So here it is.
Excuse me, monsieur. I wonder, might I ask you some questions? Well, this cafe door is very squeaky. I'm sorry to trouble you. I am reporter with Radio Paris. Now, I wonder, did you see the program on television last night with the Greek god statues who came to life? Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, and did you believe in Greek gods before this moment?
Well, one doesn't like to believe either way, but I suppose it's a bit of it that does, yes.
This is very interesting. And what was your thought when you saw these Greek gods moving around in this London hotel? It's very strange, is it not?
Well, in one way it is very mesmerizing, but in the other sense, when you suddenly see these things happening, it's quite liberating, one might say. But yes, liberating in the sense that you don't see it happen very often, but at the same time, you do sometimes when you're not even thinking subconsciously. It is just there, and it happens in the back of your mind.
Oh, this, you have a very interesting take on this situation. And where do you think they go? These gods, you know, they live amongst us. Where could they be?
Well, as you say, anywhere they could be. They could be here, there, and everywhere.
That reminds me of a song.
It reminds me of a song too, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Maybe someone out there knows what we're talking about.
Oh, this is true. I will put that out to the listeners. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you so much for talking with me. Good day. Enjoy your day.
Good day. Good day.
And there we are. Another little bit of fun that Chris and I have had. Now, I'm happy to report that the reason that I've been able to get on with writing some more episodes is because I finally realized what my problem was. My problem was I thought I had to write it how it should be, the story, as if there was a should. There was no should. The story is going to be what it is when it's finally written. So, yes, as I say, I'm happy to report that I've finally released myself from any obligation to do things the way I think somebody else might do them and just do them the way I'm doing them myself. Who'd have thought? Yeah. You too can become a patron if you would like to give me some financial support, not just moral support. Patreon.com/amiold yet. It's pretty easy to remember. Now, before I forget, I don't really go for horror stories or movies, that kind of thing. I don't really like unpleasant images in my head. But I have just been listening to a podcast which is horror fantasy stories, and they're so good, believe me. So I have to recommend it. It's called The Stygian Chronicles. That's Stygian Chronicles. They're beautifully read, produced by Matthew Dempsey. So check it out if you like that kind of thing. They're only quite short, maybe 7-8 minutes long each story, but very unusual stories and beautifully narrated. Is that it? I think that's it. I think I'm going to bed now. Hope you have a lovely week. Oh, don't forget Jonty La Barbera. That's his beautiful music there. Bandcamp. Check it out. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.